It's time for the emergency break of the week.
In the class, then they had boys.
Yeah.
And so they're just dressing in overalls for the production, whatever.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
And so it had been a controversy for 2 weeks because the principal just made this unilateral decision that, no, you cannot play a role on stage, which... Dating back to Shakespeare.
Right.
Shakespeare. Shakespearean times. That men played women all the time and women played men. It doesn't matter. Anyways.
Why did you say it like
Shakespeare?
That?
Shakespeare. I don't know. All right.
Dating back to Shakespeare.
And then here's the last one. This has gone viral in Haltom City.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
It is time for the emergency break of the week, and it is brought to you by Advanced Hair Restoration and Crawford Services, AC, Heat, and Plumbing. You know how this works, P1s. We'll give you three candidates, and you will vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one this week, it is our good friend Ham. As Work in Progress, who will be back in this time slot next week, has been filling in this week for the sweet spot from 1 to 3. And as Lando told us during Muse in the News, the death of Gary Coleman has been brought back up thanks to this reality show on A&E. And that story was being discussed on Work in Progress earlier this week when Ham stopped down the show with a joke that just didn't land.
They've already talked to the former FBI agent, George Olivo, who was conducting her test. And he said, you failed the exam regarding Gary's fall.
Failed it how?
He said, there's two things I know for sure, Shannon. One, you were not completely honest with me yesterday during the polygraph section. And two, the other thing I know that is 100% for certain is that there is more to the story that hasn't been told. The body never lies. The body always tells the truth. Your body on that lie detector test spoke loud and clear. There's something that caused you to fail the test. So now that obviously brings up a whole thing about, well, how much can we actually trust a lie detector test?
Plus, bodies do lie. They lie still.
You're in charge of the boo drop.
It's a great joke. It's also a callback to Batman.
A great joke.
It's not a great joke. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you can't call your own foul. No, you don't get a point either. You definitely don't get a point. Take two away.
I, for one, applaud Ham.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
That's right, Baldy.
Hey, guys.
The Ryan Baldwin comedic. God, I can't say sentences.
You're doing so good. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, and I applaud Ham for taking that shot.
Look, I love Ham's sense of humor, but that is a terrible joke, and I 100% understand why he got laid out on there. To the point where Monty admonished him, you're in charge of the boo drop, okay? And just put him in his place. And then he tried to give himself a point.
I would have too. In fact, Ham, I award you 30 points this morning.
Oh, good God. Well, of course you do. Mm-hmm. Let's hear that one more time.
They've already talked to the former FBI agent, George Olivo, who was conducting her test, and he said, you failed the exam regarding Gary's fall.
Failed it how?
He said, there's two things I know for sure, Shannon. One, you were not completely honest with me yesterday during the polygraph section. And two, the other thing I know that is 100% for certain is that there was more to the story that hasn't been told. The body never lies. The body always tells the truth. Your body on that lie detector test spoke loud and clear. There's something that caused you to fail the test. So now that obviously brings up a whole thing about, well, how much can we actually trust a lie detector test?
Plus, bodies do lie. They lie still.
You're in charge of the boo drop.
It's a great joke. It's also a callback to Batman.
A great joke.
What's the Batman
it's not
reference?
A great joke. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, if you can't call your own foul. No, you don't get a point either. You definitely don't get a point. Take two away.
Oh, it's a riddle from the Batman trailer.
So oh, good God.
I think the only thing that Ham did poorly was he didn't say it confidently enough. He trailed off way too soon.
You know, but he's like, oh, that's a great joke. I think he's being confident there.
Again, if that had been you that had made that joke, it would have totally been on brand. But in my opinion, that is below Ham standards. Mm.
We have no standards.
So Ham is candidate number one. Candidate number two comes from the hardline, and it's the snake himself, Corby Davidson. Corby and Bob were talking about the most successful movie franchises when Corby had a very unfortunate misspeak.
How many of Harry Potter have you seen? I feel like I rummaged through a lot with the kids when they were small.
Yeah, that's their wheelhouse, and I've probably watched, which means start and fall asleep, to several of them.
How many Spider-Man?
13 in total, and I think they're counting the animated ones and all that, and anime. They do anime.
No, it seems high.
Spider-Man New Karate and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Star Wars is number one, as it should be.
Spider-Man goes to Monte Carlo.
Right. Spider-Man plays for the Globe Trotters.
Oh. Whoa. Whoa. That's totally different, Corby.
Snake.
Sorry. Globetrotters.
Our apologies to both parties.
You didn't dump that, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
Number one, I can't believe Ham didn't dump that yesterday.
In case you're not familiar with what he said, we swapped out a W for an R in Globetrotter, which I feel like Harlem, that word is, I'm surprised it hasn't popped up in porn birthdays at some point. That seems like the title of a film that should be.
Yeah, see, you would think that Ham would be in Ham Birthdays on Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It also started out weird. How many of Harry Potter have you seen?
Yeah, that was a very odd sentence. I mean, I understand when you know the context of the discussion, it makes sense, but it's just how he worded it.
Boy, that is an unfortunate slip of the tongue.
Let's say that one more time.
How many of Harry Potter have you seen? I feel like I rummaged through a lot with the kids when they were small.
Yeah, that's their wheelhouse, and I've probably watched, which means start and fall asleep, to several of them.
How many Spider-Man?
13 in total, and I think they're counting Spider-Man? The animated ones and all that, and anime. They do anime.
No,
it still seems high.
Spider-Man New Karate and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Star Wars is number one, as it should be.
Spider-Man goes to Monte Carlo.
Right. Spider-Man plays for the Globe Trotters.
Whoa. That's totally different, Corby.
Snake.
Sorry. Globe Trotters.
Our apologies to both parties.
You didn't dump that, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
Sorry. So there's Corby, candidate number two. And candidate number three comes from The Invasion and their producer, Travis Mejia. This past Thursday, as we were all about to head into the long holiday weekend, Travis was doing the news, as he does every day, and he had something happen that's happened to many of us here on the station, a laughing fit that he just could not rein in.
A man is facing charges after police said he snuck into the Perot Museum in downtown Dallas overnight.
Oh, no.
Suspect.
Cat burglar.
The suspect was arrested after 4 a.m. I'm okay. On Tuesday, according to an arrest warrant.
Why are you putting the accent on different suspect. Parts of the word? Suspect.
Shakespeare.
Foo Fighters.
All right. I'm gonna bring it in. Jimmy Frost, 34-year-old. Pressed a button in
what
the museum
happened?
That alerted security officers to his presence. They caught Frost as he ran through. I'm losing it.
Are you okay?
No. I see this.
No.
What the hell is going on?
Thank you, coach.
3-2-1. Let's get back in this. According to an arrest warrant.
Boy, you just knew Tyler was going to try to find a way to keep that one going, too, because Travis really just couldn't control it. And I applaud you for your efforts there on that one, Tyler.
What happened?
It's happened to all of us. There was
it has.
I was nominated, I think, for my ticker that I was laughing through after making a hymen joke.
Well, I mean, we've had it happen to so many people.
Oh, the laughing tickers are one of my favorite tickers from Kevin.
The laughing tickers are phenomenal.
That was from Ham playing Dave's kids fart drops during my ticker.
But the other thing about that was Travis, as it admittedly, was very checked out last Thursday. And he gave, during I Am the Jerk, gave Donnie an example that they had used the previous week. Am I the Jerk? Excuse me. he accidentally gave Donnie one they had done the week before, and Donnie read it, and Travis was like, oh, that's my bad. So he was not having a good day anyway.
Yeah, then Tyler and I were on the same page, because we both pretty much at the same time both did Shakespeare.
Which, by the way, I love that one from Davey as well when he did that. Oh, so funny. All right, so your nominees are, is it Ham, is it Corby, or is it Travis? 888-787-3010. Caller, you're on the phone. Who wins this week's e-break?
Yeah, this is the fake Doug Melvin in that. Me and Posada would like to vote for Ham.
Okay, hadn't heard from the fake Doug Melvin in quite some time. There's a vote for him. Solid caller, vote. This is The Ticket, America's favorite radio station. Who wins this week's e-break?
I'm a fan of Will Connerly's cadence. That's Ham for the W. I'm cruising Lito on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Shout out to Will Connerly from Cruising Lito. Very good. Another vote for Ham. Caller, you're on America's favorite radio station, The Ticket, AM, FM, and The Stream. Who is this week's winner?
Corbin Davidson, what do you think?
All right, well done.
I appreciate
your vote, sir. Next up, caller, give us a winner for this week's e-break.
Morning, boys. Vlad Putin.
Hey, Vlad. How you doing? How you be?
Oh, I'm doing good. Just watching sorghum getting dried out here in Wise County. Hey, I got a question. Did me and Ham start playing basketball or something?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I just want to listen to Corby. It kind of, you know, 2 and 2 equals wow.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, thank you very much, Vlad. I hope you have a good weekend and maybe less drone attacks on Ukraine. That's another vote for Corby. Caller, you are on the air on The Ticket. Who wins this week's e-break?
Yeah. Hey, non-musers. How you doing? It's Coach O.
Hey, Coach O.
Hey, how y'all doing? First, I want to give a shout-out there to Diddy. I think Diddy did a hell of a job this week in running that turbo sweep. Great job. I appreciate your work. And, you know, I played a little basketball in my life, too, but never got to play for them Globe teams. But, you know, I really enjoyed this. I'm going to go ahead and vote for Corbin. Y'all have a great day, and go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate that. All right. Next up, next caller. Who wins this week's e-break?
Ham.
I like it.
All right. We've got a race between Corby and Ham. Caller, you are on the air. Who is this week's e-break winner?
Hey, guys. It's E-Break Man, and I'd like to dedicate this to the caller last week who said he'd rather hear this song from me. Donate to Junk for Joy. Hooray. Donate to Junk for Joy. Hooray. Spider-Man shoots to Junk for Joy. Hooray.
Spider-Man, so is that a
Spider-Man.
Corby
vote? Yes, that's Corby a Corby vote. Yeah. Okay, another Corby vote. All right, caller, you're on. I love it, by the way, when the callers go at each other. Next caller, you're up. Who is this week's e-break winner?
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Oh, hey. I think I know who this is.
Just wanted to say, Jacob Dedimore is worse than the Texas flood. Give me Corby.
Wow, that's a pretty evil charge to say I'm worse than the Texas floods.
Well, you did cut him off last week.
Yeah, but we do have With that vote, we do have a winner. It is Corby the Snake Davidson.
How many of Harry Potter have you seen? I feel like I rummaged through a lot with the kids when they were small.
Yeah, that's their wheelhouse, and I've probably watched, which means start and fall asleep to several of them.
How many Spider-Man?
13 in total, and I think they're counting the animated ones and all that, and anime. They do anime.
No, it still seems high.
Spider-Man New Karate and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Star Wars is number one, as it should be.
Spider-Man goes to Monte Carlo.
Right. Spider-Man plays for the Globetrotters.
Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's totally different, Corby.
Snake.
Sorry. Globetrotters.
Our apologies to both parties.
You didn't dump that, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
All right, how many wins is that for Corby?
That is Corby's 88th win. He's 51 behind Norman Golden Snitch Grabber Hitzkiss.
Oh, my.
Playing with fire. All right, I like it.
Okay, Corby is this week's winner on the e-break.